to you live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip, it's golf and other four-letter words. And now your host, you've heard him on ESPN, Fox Sports, and Sirius XM Radio, Mr. Dennis Silvers.
Hey! Thank you. Boy, we're packed. We're packed tonight. Thank you very much. Hi, everybody. Welcome to our 19th edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. As mentioned, I'm your host, Dennis Silvers, welcoming you to another great show tonight. We've got a very dear friend in the house. This guy you're really going to like. He's been teaching golf a long time. He's an excellent player, knows what he's talking about, and that's going to be really true to light in our last segment in the show in Handicap Helper. We got a lot of show tonight, so without further ado, let me kick it off and let me introduce our special guest, Mr. Tom Fisher, a.k.a. Fish. Tom.
Thank you.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for coming in tonight. You know, folks, despite the bad rap that fish get, you know, when you leave fish for a couple days, it starts stinking. You know what I mean? I guarantee you that tonight's show won't smell. All right, so you don't have to worry about that. Tom is the head golf professional at one of our favorite people at a Las Vegas Golf Paiute Resort right here in Las Vegas. And, of course, we'll be talking about Las Vegas Paiute in just a minute. A little house cleaning here. We've got email, as you know. You want to get a hold of us, real simple, golf@vegasvideonetwork.com. We've also got live chat, as you know. You could send in your information, your questions. Just go to our website, vegasvideonetwork.com, and do that. You'll see the live chat button. And also, while you're online, check out all the other great shows seen right here exclusively on the network. Of course, we've got a toll-free number for you, and that is 866-966-4599. So very, very easy to remember. Also remember that Vegas Video Network is also seen on iTunes, also seen on YouTube, and despite some confusion that some people have, no, it's not true. You don't have to live in Japan to see us on Roku. Okay? So we're also on Roku, which is very, very cool. Also, a big shout out to AM 1400 KSHP. They re-air all of our shows every Friday night, little thing we call Friday night features from 6 to 10 o'clock at night. If you miss the show, of course, you can always go back because we stream it and we archive it online. But if you want to hear the video, Friday nights, K-Shop, AM 1400, 6 to 10, Friday night features. Check that out. Also, let me get right now to something near and dear to you. Let's talk about Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort. As you know, the show is being brought to you by them. Great, great people here in Las Vegas. You know, it's still hot here in Las Vegas, Tom, as you know. You go out to your place, what, eight to 10 degrees cooler all the time? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to sweat it so much.
Absolutely.
You got enough to worry about. Yeah. Also, you know, this is the time of year in Las Vegas. A lot of courses are closing because they're overseeding. Not a Paiute.
We don't overseed.
So you got three great courses there that are open all year round for you
Absolutely.
To go to. All right. What are we seeing on the screen right now, real quick?
That looks like I should know that. Either that's number.
I think that's coming into number 9.
Wow.
We got three courses.
54 holes. You forget.
I know
one.
You forget because a lot.
Because usually I recognize.
That's no number 9. See, I was correct.
A lake that I hit it into. So
that's what I was going to say. Isn't that you with the ball retriever right there? That's snow. One of my favorites. Number 9. A little dogleg right, par 4. This is absolutely great. Where is this one here?
That's number 4 on the sun.
On the sun, on Sun Mountain, that's absolutely right. You get the hint, folks.
That's number 15.
A lot of beautiful holes.
There.
And that is a world-class par through. Pete Dye signature, number 15 on the Wolf course, the famous Island Green. All absolutely, absolutely. That's why they call it 2,800 feet of no-stress golf.
Absolutely.
So you can't beat it. Got a couple of numbers for you. Out of town, toll-free again, 800-711-2833. And for you locals, give them a call. Make a tee time, 658-1400, 658-1400. And again, we'll be talking a little bit about Paiute with our guest Tom Fisher tonight. All right, four-letter word for tonight, you may ask, and that's a good question. Here it is, four-letter word for tonight, folks, is grip. Grip. Why grip, you may ask? Legitimate question. First of all, Tom Fisher, our guest tonight, has a very firm grasp on teaching of the golf swing. He's been doing it for a long time. We'll talk about how important having a proper grip is if you want to play your best golf. I think you would attest to that.
That's the core.
That's the core. And finally, folks, get a grip on yourself and just sit down and enjoy the show for tonight. Okay, kick back for the next 30 minutes. You're going to have a good time. And remember this, Tom. I don't know if you about this. There's an old adage in golf that says, a good grip makes you very hip. Did you ever hear that?
No.
I just made that up. All right. I just made that up. All right, time now for our first segment on the show. And for you people that are regulars, you know what the name of that is. For you new people, our first segment is simply called Tournament Scorecard. All right, welcome back, everybody. Golf and other four-letter words. I'm Dennis Silvers. He's Tom Fisher. PGA Tour star Dustin Johnson, or like his friends like to call him, Dustin. Okay, all right, wow.
Really?
Wins his fifth PGA Tour event by taking top prize in the rain-shortened Barclays Classic, which was the first event for the FedEx Cup playoffs in the challenge. As a consequence, Dustin Johnson moves from number 19 to numero uno in the FedEx Cup standings with 3,691 points, but nobody's counting. That's important, folks, and we'll tell you why a little later in the show. Money list, always important, moves from number 15 to number 3 with a tad over $4.1 million. So he's doing just fine. By the way, folks, can any of you out there in TV land guess how many millionaires there are right today on the PGA Tour? Got any idea? $1 million or better on the official money list.
70 to 75.
Pretty good guess. How about 81? Okay, so who says you can't make a living playing golf? World ranking points, he moves from number 9 to number 4. And also driving distance, this guy bombs it. He still stays tied at number 4 with a mere 312.3 yards. He almost hits it as far as you do.
Getting short now. Yeah, my driver and wedge.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Let me ask you, FedEx Cup, these guys, they end up playing the Tour Championship, a prize of $10 million to the FedEx Cup winner. Do you think it's proper? I know there's scheduling problems, and these guys are whiny babies of this and that and the other, but when you're winning a first prize of $1.4 million like DJ did, do you think they maybe should inconvenience these guys a little bit and make them come back and play a complete 72-hole event?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't even hesitate. Absolutely.
Don't you agree with me? Make them work for the money, for crying out loud a little bit.
Junior golfers, college players, and the mini tours never avoid those kind of things they play. And I think they were thinking about everybody else, the volunteers and all that, because I've been through some hurricanes. But play it, 72. It's a big tournament.
Yeah, so, I mean, not that, Hurricane Irene, we don't mean to downplay it, and there obviously is a danger. But wait it out a day, for crying out loud. Get the thing in.
They could have finished it.
They could have finished it. I agree. Yeah. But they, you know, these guys whine and, you know, they complain. Why do you think a guy like Dustin Johnson hits it so long? I think, 185 pounds, 6'4", he's built absolutely great.
It's
but above that,
it's
Tom.
A combination of things, and you've got so many kids hitting it long, but it's they're physically so sound now. The guys from my era, a workout was a 12-ounce curl. You know, that was a workout, you know. And now these guys really have workout programs, and then the second part is the technique. You know, back in our day, we just went out and hit it. We didn't really have serious instruction. These guys they have their swings built from when they get out of the crib, they start building these swings. So technically, they're as efficient as they can be. And so with strength and efficiency, you're going to hit it really long. And then if a guy like him has a good week putting, he wins.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, just mutilates these par fives.
But yeah, they're all so strong and so talented now. Yeah. Length isn't enough.
But yeah, can you imagine 312 yards and he's tied for fourth? I mean, you know, it shows you how long some of these guys are just, they hit it stupid long.
Yeah, I think that Kyrgios guy is the long guy.
Oh, he's just absolutely
crazy.
Incredible.
Yeah.
He's just absolutely crazy long. But anyway, congratulations to Dustin Johnson. As we mentioned, being in the top five in the FedEx Cup, because if any one of these guys in the top five at that time win the Tour Championship, the year-ending Tour Championship, guess what? They're automatically the winner of the FedEx. So that's why it's important to keep up there as much as you can. Not only that, but also the other prize money that goes proportionally down. So, by the way, do you like the FedEx Cup number one? And secondly, do you like the way they tweaked it a couple of years ago? Do you think it's kind of fair and equitable? Do you think it holds an interest for most golf fans?
Remember when Vijay won it, it was like the second week and it was over.
Yeah.
Did you care about watching those last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Not really. Now they keep the suspense until at least that last event.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody wants.
Right.
At least, even if Tiger's not there, at least we can have some suspense with the guys that are there.
Yeah, I agree.
But if he wasn't there and there was no suspense, they'd be unwatchable.
Yeah, first year was kind of so-so, because I really criticized it on my radio programs a lot. But after the second year or so, they kind of tweaked it and they did make it better.
It works.
And obviously the guys like it.
It
because
works.
It works.
You know, it's fair.
They're playing for a lot of money.
All right.
Yeah. So congratulations to him. We'll see how he does for the remaining three tournaments that they've got to go. All right, let's get into, are we going to take a short station ID now, or should we do that later? Yeah, let's take a short station ID, and we come back, we're going to come back with a great, great segment. You're going to love this, one of my favorites, Birdies and Bogeys, brought to you by Golfer's Guide. So stay with us, Tom, and I'm going to be right back with you right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris Phillips from Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And if you stop by the studio, our producer Scott's going to buy everybody a drink.
And he will too, as Scott just said. Zoe Bowie got a great show, Talk Tales. Make sure to catch him. He's got a very, very good show. All right, Birdies and Bogeys brought to you by Golfer's Guide. You're familiar with Golfer's Guide, America's number one publication. Okay, you can pick it up at private clubs. You can pick it up at semi-private clubs. You can pick it up at your local muni. It's published regionally all through the country. Talks about all the different golf courses in that region. Got some articles about instruction, about restaurant, about discounters. Very, very good. Check it out. They're very kind to stream our show on their homepage, which is lasvegas.golfersguide.com. Lasvegas.golfersguide.com. Very, very good publication. I know Paiute is in there in the Las Vegas region. So give them a whirl. Pick it up when you're out at your golf course. All right, Tom, I'm going to tell you about some gossip, some garbage, some stuff going on tour, and I want you to tell me if it's a birdie or a bogey and why. All right. Catch a Predator host. Remember this guy, Chris Hansen, 51-year-old guy from NBC fame, comes to Las Vegas to kick back a couple of days, play some golf, but guess what? He gets caught having an affair, not the first time, for the second time, cheating, okay, when he met Kathleen Collins, who's a Las Vegas stripper. His first affair, however, was with a 30-year-old television reporter in West Palm Beach. Comes here to play golf, finds himself in a hell of a lot of hot water. Birdie or bogey?
That sounds like double bogey, actually.
Yeah. Practice what you preach. Isn't that what the game is?
I think the one thing people really dislike is a hypocrite.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how he comes off. So you can tell these other guys they're bad, but he's fine. You know, it's okay to do that. Double bogey on
that. How does that guy do that after he got caught? I mean, that's just insane.
It's insane.
Just kidding the first time. So,
You
got a mulligan.
I don't think he's going to be back.
I don't think he gets a mulligan this time.
I don't
time,
think he's going to be back here playing golf anytime soon. All right. A week ago or so, Tom, we talked about, and you might know about this, a racy photo that the men's golf team from Bethany College took, really as a prank. Okay. John Daniels, the athletic director and the men's golf coach, suspended the entire team for 3 tournaments because of that. The coach was quoted as saying, quote, "Well, some of our players didn't have the right equipment anyway." Okay, birdie or bogey?
Bogey.
Bogey.
Bogey. I think people take things so seriously sometimes. They're college kids having fun. Did it hurt anybody? No. It maybe even brought publicity to the school.
Oh, it did. It
I never
did,
heard of
it
them
brought
before.
A lot of publicity.
You ever hear of them?
You know,
before that?
No. Well, you know, they're involved. Yeah. You know, they're kind of a parochial type school, and it. You know,
still,
it, I know, and they're you know with the head covers.
It wasn't
down.
Duke, okay?
And
was,
yeah. So I don't know, but I like that with the coach. Some of the players didn't have the right equipment, maybe. To get shot. But anyway, we'll, I got a feeling we're going to hear more about this. All right, PGA Tour player Kirk Triplett, good guy, been a journeyman for years and years and years on the PGA Tour, won last week's nationwide tour event in Tennessee, becoming the oldest nationwide tour player victor at the age of 49, his first win since 2006. Birdie or bogey?
Birdie.
Definitely.
Long birdie putt.
Yeah.
Long birdie there. It's so hard to win in this game now. And not having passed that age too long ago, it gets harder when you get to that age. Way harder. The stamina, that's a huge birdie for him. I applaud him as much as I could.
And you're up, he's playing up against guys that are less than half his age.
He's playing against those guys that hit it so far that we talked about, and he's still beating them.
Yeah.
It tells you there's more to golf than just hitting it.
Oh, absolutely.
So great birdie for Kirk.
Yeah, good
there.
For him, and I think
absolutely.
This is going to help him as far as reviving himself a little bit on the regular
tour. Maybe we'll
tour
sell more bucket
back.
Hats because of him.
Yeah, there you go. That's one of his trademarks is the bucket hats. Very good. All right, PGA Tour personality, Paul Azinger. You haven't heard too much about him. In the last couple of years, hasn't been playing all that much. Can't get invited to any tournaments, basically. He has no status. He got in a little hot water with ESPN. He says on his tweet, you probably heard about this, POTUS, meaning President Obama, has played more golf this month than I have. I have created more jobs this month than he has. And, of course, you know it's policy of ESPN. You don't talk politics or whatever. They kind of wrapped him on the knuckles a little bit. But birdie or bogey for Paul, you think?
I'm going to give that a bogey. You don't need to get into the political arena. You know, he's a golf pro. What do we know about politics?
That's right.
They think they do, but bogey.
And I'd like to know what kind of jobs he's created.
Yeah.
What kind of jobs have you created for crying
out loud? Caddies are losing jobs with him.
Yeah.
Very good. He used to be able to support a caddy, but now he doesn't.
I like that a lot. Yeah. All right. Here's probably one of the biggest slaps in the face, I think, personally, that has happened in Las Vegas in a while. Tiger Woods, as you know, in 96, won his very first professional PGA Tour event in what's now known as the Justin Timberlake Shriners Open tournament here. There was speculation that Tiger was going to play in a fall series event. Of course, everybody here was going nuts. Oh, he make a mirror. Yeah. This was his first win. Loves Las Vegas. And I said, you guys are all smoking the drapes. There's no way Tiger is coming here. And yet, he just announced a couple of days ago on his website, he is going to play in a fall series event, but guess what? It's the one the following week. Okay, he's going to play in the Fries.com tournament. And I just think, Tom, you know, he owes Las Vegas. And I wrote a blog about this, but I think he owes Las Vegas. And I think it's a huge slap in the face. Birdie or bogey for Mr. Woods?
I think it's... I'll go bogey on that. I understand why, but I still think it's a bogey. I think he should have manned up and done it. But I understand why his management team probably recommended not to. Mm-hmm. You know, just Tiger being in Las Vegas could be perceived in a pretty bad way.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be received pretty well in Arizona. So I think from that kind of aspect, it was... But bogey for us. I mean,
it's a bogey for us.
You know, so and it was a safe thing for him
to do. You know what?
But,
and I give credit, and I don't know the gentleman's name, but I give credit to the tournament manager at the Fries.com event, because I guarantee you that a lot of these guys went after him. They made an effort to go after him. And I'd be shocked and amazed, unfortunately, if our guys here in our tournament went after him. I don't think they did. I think they were just
crossing their fingers,
yeah.
you know, hoping that, you know, something was going to happen. So that was a bogey on the, got to be a little, got to get out there. You want the guy,
text.
Reach out to him, convince him to come here. But, yeah, too many demons here for
They should have sent
Tiger.
Him a text and said, it's Rachel, will you
yeah,
play?
Yeah, that's right,
you
will know, you buy? Yeah, or a gal walking down the fairway.
I'll be
Tiger,
here.
I'm the hostess of the hottest new club in town. Please come visit. I don't think he wanted to see that, you know what I mean?
So.
But anyway, all right, that's birdies and bogeys. Okay, time for you and me to get helped with our final segment of the show. And I know Tom's going to love this because we've had a lot of emails come in, and we've handpicked some good emails sent by you guys, and we call this segment Handicap Helper. Okay, if you want some help with your game, don't forget, you can go on live chat, send us a question. We'll be happy to answer it, next week's show or something like that, or leave us a message on our toll-free line, or, you know, send me an email, golf@vegasvideonetwork.com. Be happy to pass along your question. All right, Tom, Nathan writes in and asks about recently having to turn the club backwards to hit out from the inside, the side of a tree. What's the proper technique? Good question.
It's a very good question. I don't do this very often, of course, Dennis, you know, but...
Well, you always, you're like
go
a
right-handed.
Pipe. Yeah, I know.
All the way down on the grip with your right hand, get your arm as close to your body as you can, and then I position the ball towards the back of my foot. I see too many people getting it up towards the front of their foot. And that way I catch it there. And you want to just keep your body real steady and just let your arm fall. Mm-hmm. Just let your, because all you're trying to do is get out of trouble.
Right.
Don't cause more trouble. I think if you try to hit it too hard, get more out of it, that's when the trouble will be caused, or you bounce off the tree. But just get it right there and let your arm just fall into it. Just hold that face there. And it's not complicated, but don't try to do more than you need to. Just get out of trouble.
I guess it's awkward anyway, having a club turn backwards.
There is a real old adage that if you're in trouble, just get out.
Get out.
Don't try to do more to
just
it.
Just let it drop.
Just,
all right.
Just real short.
All right, Nathan, there you go. Stay away
good
from
question.
Trees. Or kick your ball to a tree that's got a stake in it, you know, where you get a free drop. Danny sends this in, Tom. I have been a slice putter, join the club, slice putter all my life. Any drills to help get me out of this? Very common, by the way.
You know, I would ask him a question first, though. You may be a slice putter, but are you a good putter? You know,
he'd say.
If you remember Billy Mayfair, he had a very slicey stroke. How was his putting? Really good.
Really good.
And then he changed it, and now it looks pretty, and he can't make anything. Yeah. So the first thing I look at with somebody is how long they've been doing it, how repeating is it, and I may not change it. And I think one of the fears of a lot of students is that we're just going to change everything.
Right.
Don't worry about how something looks. Worry about how it functions.
Yeah.
And
but
a putting stroke is something that you don't necessarily have to change.
And if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
That's great
if
advice.
You're putting lousy, we'll help you fix it. Put some rails down and putt between them. But
good advice. Yep. All right. Speaking of live chat, we got one in, Scott.
I got a couple, actually. The first one's from Bill. Bill wants to know, as a result of our advertising, is there a difference in difficulty between the different courses at Paiute?
I'll let you handle that, pro.
If you look at the ratings of the courses, the Wolf has the highest rating up into like 75. But if you just go play them day in and day out, and you've played all the courses, they can be very difficult, but they're actually friendly because the fairways are wide. I think the tough part to score is around the green complexes.
I agree with you.
Because Pete Dye is evil. He's great, but he's evil. And you'll hit a shot that looks good and it rolls off, and another one goes over here. So you're not going to lose a lot of balls on any of the golf courses.
No.
But it's going to be tough to score.
You got to have a short game.
Yeah, you got to have a short game. You can hit it out there and find it a lot.
Pete Dye lives in Carmel, Indiana. And I've had him and his wife Dallas on my show 100 times. Every time he comes on, I go, Mr. Dye, you're an evil man. Okay, because I played the Wolf.
If we really rank them, I would say it would be Wolf toughest, then snow, then sun.
Sun.
But sun's not easy.
They're all three.
It tells you.
They're all three great properties. Gary has a real problem with releasing the club, and as a result, hits a lot of his shots to the right. Wants a drill or swing thought.
Okay. The first thing that I would tell somebody to look at or have a professional look at would be our four-letter word today. It's his grip.
Grip.
And I would say 90% of my students, the first thing I have to fix is the grip, because it's silly to fix a swing problem if the real cause is the grip.
Right.
And we find once I do that, then we can make some changes in the swing. It may not be that issue that he thinks is the problem. It may be the hands that cause him to release. Good players have good grips and they don't fight that.
Right.
So I would go to the grip first. I always go to the core issue first rather than to the motion.
Yep. That's very good advice.
A pre-swing fundamental.
Very good advice. Yeah. Live chat, Scott.
Yes. Melissa from Illinois wants to know, do those balance bands work? So it looks like Tom is wearing a couple.
I wear these because, in case they do.
I thought this was for arthritis.
I wear all of them. I wear three. You know what, though, Dad?
Like this with his wrist. And I go, my God.
Since I've been wearing these, I haven't fallen over yet.
Really?
So I'm going to say, yeah.
That's great.
I think they're more of a placebo kind of thing, that if you think they work, they do. And, you know, but I'm not taking any chances. I like the one I got. So
this is perfect timing. I'm just beginning the game. What's the best grip to use?
He's probably talking about interlocking
or
overlap.
Or even baseball grip.
We'll call it the Varden grip.
Or the
10-finger
grip.
We'll call it the Varden grip, I would say, is the one that I would recommend the most. I believe it's still 75 to 80% of players use the Varden or the overlapping grip. I don't think interlock is good. I like a good solid left hand, and when you interlock, you take that index finger off, and it takes away some of the stability of that left hand, and I don't like that. That's why all the old-time players would have that left hand fully on there and then wrap that right. So overlap Varden grip would be the way to go for a beginning player.
Okay, that's very good, because once you got to get a good grip, because it stays with you a lifetime.
And, absolutely.
And it's absolutely so key. Last one. Alvin sent this in. I hit a lot of fairway wood shots fat. Am I too steep with my swing, or is there another reason I seem to do that?
It could be too steep, but it could also be too flat. And when somebody gets too flat, they're going to make contact early. So when I'm looking at somebody hitting a driver or a fairway wood, I'm going to look at their posture first. And a lot of times if they get leaning a little left, they're going to stick it in the ground and get steep. So if we can get their posture set up and they're playing pretty good, no problem. But that's one I would have to see to give the actual reason why.
Yeah, that's good stuff. We're running out of time a little bit, and I want to make sure to get this in. Let me just do this real quick. We got the second event of the FedEx Cup, the Deutsche Bank Championship in Norton, Massachusetts going. The LPGA Tour, the Champions Tour, those guys are off for this week. Nationwide Tour, the Milan Classic in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. Here's a real good one on the European Tour, the Omega European Masters in Switzerland. Great, great event. You mentioned to me, and I want to make sure we get this in before we leave. You've got a great day coming up at Pi. You got a demo day out there. Tell us about it.
Saturday, September 10th, from 9 to 4. We've got six of the major companies coming out. We've got TaylorMade, Cleveland, Ping, Adams, Bridgestone, Callaway. Hopefully I'm not forgetting anybody. And they're going to have a lot of technical stuff. You can get your ball speed, your swing speed, lots of equipment to try out. We've got food, we've got discounts for everybody. It's going to be a great day to see all of the equipment of the best manufacturers and get tips and help with your swing, because we'll have pros out there.
Oh, that's great.
I'll be on the range
there.
And
my
assistants, and we'll be out there all day helping people out. And just, it's open to anybody. Come on out.
What are the hours?
9 to 4.
9 to 4. So
Saturday, September 10th.
Okay. Yep. Now, a lot of people get confused with a demo day, and they think they might be going to a ball fitting. This is not that.
No, not really. Bridgestone will have that stuff there, but it's limited how many people they can set up and do that with. So there's no guarantee that you show up, you'll get that done.
Yeah.
But a demo day is just to see all the equipment, to look at what's new, gauge prices. You can compare the companies and see what visually you like as well and what feels good in your hand.
And now's a good time to start putting that stuff on your Christmas list.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
It's getting close, right?
It comes every year. It's coming around again. So.
All right. If you want some great help, three great golf courses out there. It's the only 54-hole facility in Las Vegas. And if you want some great golf instruction, I know this guy's helped me. He's a very good player. Give Tom a call out there. You'll be happy to work with him.
Absolutely.
So anyway, good job.
Thank you.
Anytime. Anytime. Welcome back anytime.
Glad to be here.
All right.
Good to see you.
We're going to go out and play in a couple of weekends. Yeah. We'll go. All right. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words right here on the Vegas Video Network. Hope you enjoyed the show. We like bringing it to you. Until next week, fairways and greens, everybody. And try to get out and play some golf this weekend. It's going to be, weather's great. It's going to be good for you. So anyway, we'll see you all back next week. So long, everybody.